Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome back to Welfare with me, Amy Lane. This is sadly the last update from me in this season because we're about to go on spring break. So rather than waffle on, I wanted to make today count. And so while I'm having my coffee before going out on a couch to 5k run, I thought I'd take a moment to talk about the question I get asked most. And that's, what are the best running leggings? Much like your trusty running trainers, leggings really are the workhorse of your wardrobes. And if you buy right, you really can get miles and miles of wear out of them. In fact, I've got a pair which I've had for 3 years. 3 years! So this week, I've recruited the insightful Esther Newman, editor of Women's Running Magazine, who regularly puts the latest and greatest kit to the test, to share her edit of running leggings. But before I hand over to her, I thought I'd give you guys a few of my learnings about choosing running leggings that I've amassed over the years and that I share in my book, I Can Run, which is out to order now. Right, those tips. First of all, check the material before you buy. You really want to avoid cotton leggings that are designed for yoga or Pilates or any kind of low impact sport, because cotton is really not sweat wicking, which means that it can pool moisture on your skin, and this is what can contribute to chafing and rubbing. In the summer, you also want to look for leggings with SPF to protect you on those hot long runs if shorts and sunblock aren't your thing. Next up, I really suggest looking for styles with a drawstring, as that really helps give you a secure fit. If you've had to hoik up your leggings every 5 strides on a run, then you probably haven't had a drawstring that you've pulled tight enough. So next time you go shopping, have a look for one of those. My third thing is pockets. These are an absolute game changer. And you want deep side pockets. They're great for stashing your phone and gels in. So check them in the shop to make sure that they do fit those, because then you won't have to wear a running belt, which can often flap around the middle. My fourth tip is also look for a zip pocket on your leggings. These are great for a door key or bank cards. These items are so light that they can accidentally fly out without noticing as you reach for your running gel or your phone. Trust me, I've been there. Next up is leg length. If you're 5 foot and under like me, then a 7/8 legging, or an ankle grazer it's sometimes called, is really great. They're cut that little bit shorter, so they help stop the bunching around the ankle. And lastly, guys, sidestep fabric softener when washing your workout gear. This is because the oils in the solution can clog up the fabrics and bacteria cling to these oils, which means you'll never quite rid yourself of the smell of that 5K. So if you've got gym gear that you just can't get rid of the stench out of, maybe it's because you've been using fabric softener. So next time, avoid that, and hopefully you'll always smell fresh. Right, that's enough from me. I'm back this Sunday with a brilliant guest who shares her story about finding running in lockdown. Until then, over to Esther for her leggings edit. Enjoy, guys.
Hi, I'm Esther Newman, editor of Women's Running. And the question I'm answering for Welfare this week is, what are the best black running leggings? Good question. I'm asked about leggings a lot. They're such an important part of our running wardrobes. And when they're not quite right, it can ruin a run. When you're thinking about investing in a pair of leggings for running, you should consider a couple of things before parting with your cash. Firstly, do they look good, and not only on screen, but on you? Secondly, do they feel good? Look out for design elements like flat seams to avoid rubbing, or mesh inserts behind the knees to help air those hot bits. And thirdly, do they perform well? In terms of the design of them, think carefully about the length. You can get capris, 7/8 leggings, and full length. And what length you go for is entirely your preference. I'm 5'10", so I tend to always go full length, but I know lots of runners who are 5'5 and below might, for instance, choose a 7'8 in the knowledge that they come up as full length on them. You'll need to consider the rise too if you have a preference for mid or high rise on your leggings. You might also want to think about the sustainability of your running apparel, and some companies now make leggings in recycled or sustainable fabrics. In terms of performance, you might want to consider the compression of the fabric. Many runners swear by super tight tights to help reduce DOMS so you recover from your training more quickly. Also, don't sniff at a draw cord either. These can mean the difference between a snug fit and a pair of tights around your ankles. And the last thing to think about is one of the most important, pockets. Leggings can come with none at all, or small pockets for stuff like keys, or larger pockets to stash your phone or gels. Think carefully about the kind of running you do as to which of these will suit you best. If wearing an armband for your phone is annoying, pay close attention to thigh pockets. These are your new best friends. So, which black leggings are the best? Here are my current three favourites. First off, the Brooks Method 7/8 tight. These are £68 and come in sizes XS to XXL. Brooks only make apparel and shoes for runners, and the expertise in making good-looking performance gear that makes you forget you're wearing it is second to none. These tights are a great length, have good storage options with two side pockets and a back pocket, smooth supportive fabric, and they're high-waisted too, holding us in just where we want. My second choice is Lululemon's Fast and Free tight, which is available from size 0 to size 20. These currently retail for £108, but inside tip, do sign up for emails about the sales when they tell us when they've made too much. These beautifully made tights are available in a range of colour options as well as black, in case you're venturing out of that, have 5 waistband pockets and 2 thigh pockets. And they also have a high waistband with a draw cord that promises not to budge. My last choice are the BAM Kennick side pocket leggings. These are £50 and come in sizes 8 to 16. These are a super soft, eco-conscious choice with 2 big thigh pockets. The bamboo material is incredibly soft and supportive. They're thick enough to be entirely squat-proof, and they make for a cosy alternative on your run if you're used to more technical fabrics. The side pockets are genius, and the high waistband is super comfy. So those are my current top 3 black leggings. Each of them will be a total workhorse in your running wardrobe, and each of them will help nudge you out on your runs, which is all we can ask, really. If you want to discover more brilliant kit, as well as the best running advice and inspiration for all women runners, go to womensrunning.co.uk. And if you want all of that, plus a very lovely magazine every month and heaps of running discounts and offers, find out how you can become a member of Women's Running for just £2.99 a month, saving 33% off the cover price. Just go to shop.womensrunning.co.uk to find out more about it, and enter WELLFAR at the checkout to claim your exclusive discount. It'd be great to have you with us.
Thank you so much for listening to today's show. I hope you found some of this advice helpful. And remember, if you do like the podcast, then please rate, review and subscribe. It really helps other runners find us. Plus, you can also keep up to date with other runners in our virtual crew by using the hashtag WELLFAR on Instagram. And by joining the new WELLFAR Club on Strava, I look at all your posts and updates, and it absolutely makes my day.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.